Welcome back to Girl Meets Show, the relationships podcast for people in a relationship with TV. I'm Jordan.
I'm Taylor. This week we are going to be discussing the new Netflix original series, Three Body Problem. The first season just dropped this month, last month, I guess, now we can say. And we'll get into it. But first, TV news. Jordan, what was interesting this week?
Well, it's back in Euphoria Corner. Every day something new comes out about the hypothetical season three that's maybe going to come out one day. And I just thought it was so interesting because everyone was reporting that HBO had vetoed possible plot lines, one of which was that Rue was going to be a private detective, which was funny because they've kind of done an episode like that earlier, which I actually loved. So I don't know. I would have been on board with that, I guess. Even though out of context, it sounds really weird and funny. And I guess Zendaya pitched an idea where Rue became sober and would be a pregnancy surrogate. And this is all with a 5-year time jump, I guess, too. But just interesting. I wonder what HBO is looking for that they keep saying no to all these ideas.
Yeah, I'm curious, too, because I feel like I've never heard of, like, another show's, like, ideas that have been passed on by, like, the HBO or whatever. So I think that that's really interesting, and I would love to know more about that process because, A, it's weird that we're finding out about it. Like, I'm like, there's got to be some, like, NDAs that these people are signing, right? Like, how are we getting all of this information? I don't really want it. It's making it tainted for me.
Totally. That is such a good point. And it is also like, I want to know and I don't want to know.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, it's pretty messy that got leaked. I've only seen all this news without seeing any of the sources. Like, I don't know if they've said like a source close to so-and-so, you know?
Yeah. I'm excited because right before we hopped on this call, I saw the news that we have an official date for Severance season 2, which is June 21st.
Oh my gosh.
So soon.
Yeah, it is. Last I heard, they just started filming again.
I know.
But wow, that's exciting.
They work quick, I guess.
I hadn't seen that yet. That's excellent news. They announced that there's going to be a sequel to the movie A Simple Favor that's going to be on Prime Video. And Anna Kendrick, Blake Lively, and Henry Golding are all returning. And also I saw that Allison Janney is going to be in it. And I don't know. I don't really care about it because I actually didn't really like that movie that much. Which kind of a hot take. I think a lot of people really love it. I was sad I couldn't get into it. But it's also interesting that it's Prime Video instead of theatrical.
Yeah, that is interesting. I kept seeing news about that, but I didn't realize it was going straight to streaming. I never saw the first one, so I can't really say anything about it.
Yeah, I remember it was directed by Paul Feig, and so I wanted it to be like funnier, like Bridesmaids or
yeah,
one of his shows. And my personal take, a lot of the drama that happens in it, I was like, I've seen this because I'm a Pretty Little Liars watcher. I'm a PLL devotee. So I wasn't that shocked by anything, shall we say. So it left me wanting more. But I think judging by the reaction to this sequel news, it seems actually like it's a very beloved film. So I'm happy for the fans.
Interesting. Okay, good to know. Did you watch the trailer that dropped for the new Pop-Tart movie, Unfrosted?
No, I have it bookmarked, but I couldn't make myself watch it. It just seemed too cringy.
Okay, that's so funny. I watched it. It looks fun. The cast is stacked.
That is true.
Jerry Seinfeld, Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer. And there were some other people in there, too. But I thought it looked fun. It comes out May 3rd. I think it'll be interesting to see. Like, it does seem like so kind of wild and crazy. But if there's one thing we've learned on Girl Meets Show is that the Netflix shows always like kind of overpromise and underdeliver. So it'll be interesting to see if it is as wild as it looks, or if it actually is like wah wah boring.
Mm-hmm. I am watching the trailer on mute right now, and each new face that pops up is shocking. Like Peter Dinklage just showed up.
Yes, Peter Dinklage is in it.
Like they can't even fit them all in this tweet.
No.
It's pretty wild.
Also Max Greenfield. I'm seeing new people, and I've already seen it, and I'm rewatching it. It's crazy.
There's too many. If you blink, you'll miss like five celebrities. Like James Marsden. So yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll watch the movie. For some reason, I couldn't watch the trailer at that time.
It's so okay. It's not like we've been known to watch trailers anyway.
I feel like I was on kind of a streak, but now that streak is broken and that's okay. I'm free.
Well, that's the end of news. Short news week.
Very short.
Okay, on to Three Body Problem. This series is based off of a book series. I'll be honest, I feel a little bit scared to discuss this because A, I know we have coworkers who are very into the book and will probably listen to this. And that makes me self-conscious. And it's just, it is very sci-fi-y and leans pretty heavily on the sci and less on the fi, I would say. And so it also feels, I am scared to discuss it because I will sound dumb. But you know what? We're just going to embrace it and keep going with it. But I think, Jordan, you should give us a synopsis of what this show is about.
Of course. Of course you pass it to me. Well, no, I think I can do it. Basically, there's this group of scientists that knew each other all in college, and they've all, some of them kind of drifted apart. Some of them aren't really working in science anymore. Some of them are still like mega geniuses respected around the world. And basically like they are brought together because in a string of mysterious deaths of fellow scientists, their like former professor also is found dead, and then just like a bunch of other strange things keep happening. There's like a police officer. I think he's a police officer. They start getting like investigated. One of them keeps seeing a countdown every time, like in her eyes, like almost like she has a migraine, but it's a countdown instead of like flashing lights. That's what I kept picturing. I was like, wow. Actually, something I thought was like, wow, that would drive Taylor absolutely insane.
It would. I would have been one of the people to die.
And so they just kind of like start uncovering all these mysteries that actually start leading to basically potential apocalypse. I think I'll leave it at that to avoid any spoilery things. How was that?
We should probably mention, I think we have to mention the aliens, and then because we have to mention like what the VR video game is.
Oh, okay.
For our top three.
Sure, go ahead.
Basically, the apocalypse is coming from aliens, and the aliens are communicating with people on Earth in a variety of different ways, but one of the ways is through this like video game headset that you put on. It's very much like virtual reality, even more virtual reality than what we currently know. And when people put these headsets on, they're like put into these very different sceneries, this like different sceneries and places, and it's all very realistic. So for our top three, we're saying our three TV shows that we would want to be in a virtual reality video game of.
Yes.
And we've realized the possibilities are endless here, because once you start thinking about a TV show and playing it as a game, it's really fun.
I wish these were all real.
Me too.
My first one I said Seinfeld.
Oh, perfect.
Because just being able to like reenact iconic scenes or like something I was thinking of is like, I would assume that when you are transported into it, you're like in like 90s outfits and hair and like dressed like Elaine basically. And like
totally
going into iconic scenes and settings like Jerry's apartment or the coffee shop or just things like that. I was like, I want to do that so bad. That would be so funny and fun.
Yeah, I'd love that. That's similarly, one of mine is Sex and the City, because I just feel like it wow. would be so fun to like go through Carrie's closet. Like I was thinking about all the games I used to play on my computer when the internet first came to yes. be. And like my favorite games were always like the games where I was like choosing people's outfits or like their makeup. And so Sex and the City, like virtual reality game would be perfect for me.
That would be so fun.
And maybe it would help me with my fears of dating.
Well, just wait till you hear my number two.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait.
But first I just need to say, picking my character's outfit is like a huge important part of playing a video game for me. So, like even to this day. So, yeah. I agree. Also, something with Sex and the City, it's like, would you play as like their new friend or would you could choose one of the girls to be and like each would have its own storyline or something. That is so fun. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, I like it. I'd probably play Carrie and then play the others later.
Yeah. It all depends on like who are the love interests.
Yeah.
If you're Carrie, you get to date Bon Jovi for one episode, so that would be fun.
True. Good point.
So my number two, imagine a VR version of The Bachelorette.
That'd be that, perfect.
I think the main problem that with these is you have to be careful that you wouldn't just have like a her situation and you just like only live in the video game. You're like fall totally. In love with the VR bachelors.
I feel like the way it should work is that other people playing it in real life, like virtual reality players, like just like how any other video game, like you play with real players online that are playing in other places.
Yes.
But then like whoever works for the video game is like putting people into groups and like turning them into like having them do bachelor things.
That would be amazing.
And then if you fail and you don't win, they can put you in a new group.
That is so genius. It's basically like if dating apps were a video game. Kind yes. of. Like you actually could be interacting with real people. You're not just interacting with AI bachelors mm-hmm. in the game. That is so funny.
But then you don't
so
have to leave
good.
Your apartment until you want to take it offline.
Yes. And you have to hope that they like designed their character to actually look like them.
Yeah, good point.
But that is so genius. And I don't know what your other ones are, but like any dating show you could do this of, you know, like any dating reality show.
Totally. Yeah, they would all be perfect. I don't have a dating reality show in mind, okay, but I good. Do have Selling Sunset because I did. I do feel
wow.
like that one would be fun because it's like, you have a goal of like selling the most amount of homes, but you also kind of have a little bit of a side goal of like dating.
Yes. Yeah, that's so true. That is a good video game where there's like the social aspect and then you have like your tasks that you got to do. Mm-hmm. That's all my favorite video games are like that.
Yeah, like it's just like Animal Crossing.
Well, my current obsession on the Switch, my time at Sandrock, you like have to make friends with all the villagers and they have like side quests and also you can marry them and fall in love. But then there's also like the main plot line. So it basically would be like Selling
basically
Sunset.
Basically is like that. Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd have like in The Sims, it's like, okay, well, are they going to be like your enemy or your friend? Because that very much ties into Selling Sunset.
Very.
But would there be like a combat aspect to the game where you have like weapons and fights, physical fights?
Sounds fun. I say yes.
That sounds so funny. It also kind of scratches the itch of a huge addiction I had to the Kim Kardashian Hollywood cell phone game.
I was actually going to bring up that game and you mm-hmm. playing it if you didn't yourself. So I'm glad you brought that up.
That is very much on this wavelength that we are on right now. That was the weirdest way possible to say that. Okay, my number one, it's also a reality show. Because once I started thinking reality shows, I was like, oh, this would be a fun game. Especially because this is a reality show I would never actually want to try. But when I watch, I'm like, could I do this, though? Could I get people to vote for me? And that's Survivor. I wouldn't actually want to go on the show and starve because I don't think I would be good in the physical challenges. I don't think I would be good at pretty much anything. But I'm like, could I get people to like me well enough and be in my alliance and then vote for me at the end? And that it would be like so fun to have a video game, whether it's AI people you're playing with or real people like our Bachelorette idea.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I would absolutely love to try this out.
Yeah, I would love that too. I'd play it for sure. I'm sure you would do amazing.
Thank you for saying that. It's a challenge though. You can't stand out too much too early on or people vote you out. It's a balance. And I would love to test it out in virtual reality.
My last one is The Bear because it reminds me a lot of one of my favorite games, Overcooked, where you have to like make stuff in a kitchen. And I like the added element of like you have to fulfill on like the day's orders, but also you're trying to like keep the restaurant afloat too. So like while you're doing that, you're also doing other tasks like paying bills and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And having flashbacks to previous trauma, mm-hmm. the psychological mm-hmm. about a bit of it. Wow. Those types of games are so stressful for me. Like it crosses over from stress into it's not fun anymore.
Yeah, I really think any of these virtual reality games would eventually end up being stressful because like they feel so real that yes. like wow, if I have to sell this house, this $90 million house or whatever in order to like keep my job, like that's gonna feel stressful in this game.
It's so true. I was thinking like, you know, Game of Thrones is on my mind because of the Benyon and the other guy made Three Body Problem and also House of the mm-hmm. Dragon coming out. But I was like, I wouldn't want to do a video game of Game of Thrones unless it's like I just am like one of the rich people and nothing bad ever happens to me.
No, I would not want to be like at the wall or like living off the land. Like none of those things appeal to me whatsoever.
No, not at all.
Well, speaking of the show and how it was created by the Game of Thrones people, how did you feel about the show in general?
I really enjoyed it. And it's not my typical genre that I like. Like we were saying, it's very hardcore sci-fi, which always worries me a little bit. But I think that's something this show did better than typical really intense sci-fi stuff in that genre is that I think the characters were better than usual sci-fi stuff. I felt like they all felt pretty human. They all had pretty distinct personalities, and one of my complaints about sci-fi is there's not usually any girl characters in like classic sci-fi stuff, and there were a lot of female characters that were all unique from each other and I liked them. And also, like we were saying, like there's a really intense science aspect to this where they explain a lot of detailed scientific explanations for things and the laws of physics and all this stuff. And that was so over my head. But it's not necessary to understand all of those details to appreciate the plot and what's happening. And so I really appreciated that because I never felt like I was completely lost of what's happening. Like, I might not be able to tell you in detail exactly what's going on right now in a scene, but it didn't really matter. Like, I knew the gist of what was going on, and I could still appreciate what was happening. So I liked that.
I'll be honest, I probably would have given up on this show had I not been watching it for the podcast after like the second episode. I just was like not super into it. But I'm glad we have this podcast because I finished it and I ended up enjoying it. And like feel excited for the next season if and when that ever happens. But like something I really appreciated about it is like visually it was really cool. Like the sci-fi elements looked really cool. Mm-hmm. Like there's a couple of things that's really stood out to me. Like I'll just say like the dehydrated rolled up bodies looked crazy. And also there's a time where people are literally being just like cut in half. And so the top halves of their bodies are just flopping over. And like it looked really cool. I was like very into those things because I was like, they looked so real and like looked really good. Something that I felt like I struggled with a little bit was that like the acting just felt a little bit off for a lot of the characters. Not all of them, but I did feel like I was trying to decide if this was something that I had been told before, if I would have noticed it as much or not. So I'm curious to hear your take on this. Something I had heard is that in the books, all of the characters actually don't know each other. Like they're not connected by like going to school and being scientists or anything like that.
What?
So to me, once, isn't that crazy?
Yes. And like, that's like the whole context of every character. Wow.
Yeah, none of them were like super connected. So to me, I felt like it was a little bit forced and silly, honestly, that like, okay, so this group of scientists from this one school are just like the main people that are going to save the world kind of thing. Like they just all happen to be the smartest. They just happen to be the smartest friend group of anyone.
Yeah. I guess I'm glad I didn't know that before I started it or before I watched it. I mean, because I liked that. Here's a confession. I watched it on 1.25 speed on my iPad. And sometimes
that is a confession.
That kind of makes, first of all, I think that helped me. I probably didn't notice if there were some slower parts because it was not slow. It was actually quite fast. And sometimes I think that makes bad acting not seem so bad because there's not like awkward too long of pauses and like the delivery is quicker and I'm just used to it. It doesn't necessarily, if someone's terrible, it doesn't make them good or that doesn't make the dialogue good or something like that, but I was totally cheating.
I don't think that's cheating. I'm just jealous that I didn't do it like that.
Well, I started it because I was nervous about watching a sci-fi show that I was told was like hard sci-fi. So I did that and I think it served me well. I don't think I can speak to if there was bad acting, really. And I liked that aspect of it, that they were like old buddies and stuff. That is so wild. Every time I learn something new about the differences between the books and this show, I'm like, wow, that's a huge choice that they made for the show. Like, that's a really big, huge change because that is such a huge part of the show. So that really surprised me.
But I think it was smart because it brings all of these timelines and characters in the same place at the same time.
Yeah.
And can really speed it up. I had also heard that there's an Amazon series of this show.
What?
That is 50 episodes for just season one. They're like 50, 30-minute episodes.
What?
And so I do appreciate that this series really was able to like cut down a lot of stuff, but also still keep pretty true to the book from my understanding.
Yeah. From talking to like people that we know who have read the books and love them and TV time comments, it seems like fans of the book did like this series. So that really says a lot, especially if they changed so many things. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And what is the deal with this Amazon version? Like, when did that come out?
I don't know. I think earlier this year or last year.
So recent?
Year? I can't remember.
What?
Isn't that wild?
How is that even allowed? That is so weird. Is it called Three Body Problem? Do you know? I'm going to have to research.
I can't remember. I have no idea.
That's wild. I was wondering if it was going to be like old Dune and now new Dune. Like old Dune is like so kooky. Allegedly, I haven't seen it yet. The David mm-hmm. Lynch one. And this, and now it's like the new fancy version that's out now that everyone loves.
Mm-hmm.
But wow. I can't wait to research that more. That is very interesting.
All this to say, I did enjoy it. And I really didn't think I would. I do think it's like a pretty well, like anybody would like it. I have tried, like my brother watched it and enjoyed it. They like binged it in one night. And my parents started it and made it to like episode 3. And they're like, does it get better? So there are some differences. But I do think that if you like any amount of like mystery or like aliens or sci-fi-esque at all, including like I always just say like my tap into that was like Game of Thrones, because I used to be like, I don't like anything fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Look at
so
you.
I liked it.
Yeah, I also think that anyone would like this who likes sci-fi stuff. I will say, like you're saying, like the violence is very realistic. I don't usually care about violence. Sometimes I like it. But the first scene of the series is a very brutal beating that I actually had to look away, because it was so out of context, and it's just like drops you into this really like vicious, brutal scene. And so to start out the show, I was like, ooh, this is kind of a lot. I'm not enjoying this beating, you know. So I bet that would be a shock if you aren't ready for it, or you don't watch a lot of violent stuff. But like, we watch a lot of violent stuff even just for the podcast, and that was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, so I agree, that was pretty terrible. Like another thing is that like there's like kind of a pretty dramatic attack that happens on a cruise ship, and in the show there's lots of kids. And I was like, yeah. I really hope they don't show the kids dying. And they didn't, luckily. I guess that in the book, there are no kids on the ship. So many random things. I know.
Why did they do that? Just for the shock, I guess? Well, clearly they made a lot of interesting choices between the show and the book. So, I don't know. Those
yeah.
little freaks.
Which,
you never know.
If I were those Game of Thrones guys, I'd be a little bit nervous to do that again. So
yeah.
I tip my hat to them.
Truly. That's a really good point. For me, I was really into it. I was really into it for the first 5 episodes. And then there was a noticeable kind of shift. I feel like it goes a slower the last 3 to finish out the season. But from all the book experts out there, it's laying a lot of groundwork for where it's going to go in the second season. So it wasn't like I was like, oh, this sucks now, blah, blah, blah. But I felt like the first 5 episodes, it was like really tense and a lot of action and plot going on. And then the last three episodes were slower and kind of more like information going on. But but it makes me excited for season 2, because I'm like, okay, cool. They're laying a lot of groundwork here, and I will be tuning in for season 2.
Will you go read the books?
Undecided. It sounds like they're so different that I don't even know if it would... It sounds like it would matter, but, like, it would be crazy to read the books, and then now I'm like, hey, where was this? Why wasn't this in here? You know? So, I don't know. Maybe I'll wait until the show's over. But I'm intrigued.
Makes
by the
sense.
Books.
Who's your crush of the week?
My crush of the week? One of my favorite people was in this show, this first season, and that is CNN's Jake Tapper.
I was really hoping you would say that.
I was saving it. I didn't even text you, because I was like, oh, perfect.
Yeah, I have a note that's like, Jake Tapper with 3 exclamation points.
It was so funny. I mean, I already love when they have like real actual newscasters like discussing things on movies, like, so it was already so fun to see Jake Tapper reporting on like aliens and stuff for this show. But I love Jake Tapper. I've always have a huge crush on him. And it's funny because we were actually just talking about him yesterday outside of the show because mm-hmm. he posted a really hot picture of him and his new dogs.
I always wonder how much they get paid to do that, because it's like, yes. clearly he didn't even have to leave his own news desk. Like, they, it's just like an added 5 minutes of like reading a line.
Yes.
After he's done with his regular job. I don't know. I'm so curious how that works.
So many questions. It was so funny because I was like looking down and I was like, I know that voice anywhere. And I was like, sure enough, it's our Jake. The one I'm and only Jake Tapper. Him. Who is your crush?
My crush of the week? I'm going to say Jared Carmichael. I started watching his reality series on HBO Max. And there's only one episode out so far. It was fascinating. He's just like so open and honest and like talking about how he's been in love with Tyler the Creator.
I saw
and, like,
that
told
clip.
Tyler the Creator about it and he like doesn't respond, and it's like him talking about how long he hasn't responded for, and I'm like, this is too real. Like, I wish there was more reality shows about like stuff like this. Like, it's yes. wild. I really recommend it.
I need to tune in. I saw that someone posted that clip on Twitter and I was almost like, mm-hmm. wait, I don't remember if this is like a reality show or is it like kind of an improv, like is this real, because I was like, this is an awkward situation, but it's respect real. It and I need to watch.
I guess I don't really know, but like,
but that's how it was marketed. I just couldn't remember if it was marketed as like, oh, let's follow him around on his life, like in quotes kind of thing, you know? But
no,
it's
like him wanting real. To like force himself to be more real. And it's also really interesting because there is a character that comes in that has like a face mask on and like goggles. And immediately I was like, that's Bo Burnham. And just from the hands and like the hand movements. And then I was Googling online, I was like, oh, other people are saying that too, so I guess I'm right. But also I thought of it before I Googled it.
Yeah, I trust you, I believe you.
So
wow,
anyway, that's my plug to say you should watch it. Everyone should, but I think you specifically would enjoy
I will
it.
I watched probably like, I don't know, 30 seconds or minute of that scene and I was like,
what scene is it?
Wow. It's when he tells Tyler the Creator like, I told
you. Oh,
they're
talking in person?
Yes. And Tyler the Creator's like, and just like starts laughing.
It's honestly so wild.
It was so like, funny and weird, and it was great. And it was literally like mm-hmm. maybe a minute long. And mm-hmm. I also couldn't remember where it was. I'm so glad that it's just on Max.
Yeah, it's on Max.
Wow. So, okay. Great recommendation.
Thank you.
And I wonder how many other actors you could recognize just from their hands. That's the real question.
A fun app. I mean, I could also tell because I knew he was really tall, but.
Oh, that's another thing, too. It wasn't just like.
And I know that he directed his special. So, like, there are other context clues
yes.
to who this person is, but. And I was like, they've got to be famous enough that they are, like, covering themselves because they don't want to be known. And then, yeah.
So that is so funny. If Bo Burnham weren't so freakishly tall, I don't think he would get recognized nearly as much as he does. But he just can't hide.
I don't
think
so either.
No. I don't think people would know. He's not like, I don't know. But he is freakishly tall, so there you go.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so funny.
A Netflix series. I feel like it's been a while. Actually, no, it hasn't. We watched one day just not too long ago. It felt like it's been a while since we watched a Netflix show, but
it does. Wow. And I already not. Forgot about it, and I liked that show, but I didn't remember it.
All right, well, thank you for listening. Bye
bye.